This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Hugo Alberto Ibarra. Date of birth, April the 4th, 1976. Case ID number is 686-2008. Date of exam, March the 7th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 9/28/2022. Identifying information, this is a 47-year-old married male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of heart disease, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, diabetes mellitus type 2 with diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, hypertension, comma, obesity, comma, and depression slash anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he was a maintenance man for a juice factory for 10 years. He also worked as a door installer for another 2 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house, and his wife is working as a provider. He is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, heart disease, number two, hyperlipidemia, number three, diabetes mellitus type 2 with diabetic polyneuropathy, number four, hypertension, number five, obesity, number six, depression slash anxiety, and number seven, urinary incontinence. History of allegations, number one, heart disease. The claimant states that in 2017, he was rushed to Regional Medical Center and was hospitalized for 1.5 months, secondary to having 2 myocardial infarctions. The claimant states that he had an inferior and an anterior myocardial infarction, which was confirmed with heart exams that were done there at the hospital. He went on to have a coronary artery bypass surgery times 5. Which was performed there in the hospital at the time that he presented. He states the character of the pain is a pressure pain located on the left chest area, which would radiate up to the left arm, and sometimes he would have that pain for 2 or 3 days. He states he doesn't have as much pain at this time since he's had surgery, but he states his main complaint now is weakness with exertion and sometimes weakness even while he's resting. He states food intake does not affect his chest pain. The claimant states that the chest pain is usually relieved just by resting. He does not take nitroglycerin tablets or antacids, which he states does not help his chest pain. His symptoms include shortness of breath, comma, palpitations, comma, diaphoresis, comma, vomiting, comma, and dizziness. His risk factors include hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. An EKG was performed which revealed an inferior MI, and a scan was performed on his heart indicating that he had an anterior and inferior myocardial infarction. The claimant does have a history of gastritis, but he denies any symptoms of peptic ulcer disease, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli or costal chondritis. The claimant does suffer from shortness of breath, leg edema, anorpnea, where he has to sleep with 2 pillows at night. He was diagnosed with myocardial infarction times 2 with stable angina, history of coronary artery bigraft surgery times 5, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, and history of inferior and anterior ischemia of the heart. He also suffers from paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and his last ejection fraction was 41%, which is low. Allegation number two, hyperlipidemia. The claimant states that in 2017, he had a stroke and a myocardial infarction at the same time. He was diagnosed with hyperlipidemia and was started on medications for his cholesterol. He does suffer from peripheral vascular disease, coronary artery disease, and has had a CABG times 5 of the heart. His last cholesterol level was in the 400s, and his last triglyceride levels were also in the 400s. He is presently taking fenofibrate, 145 milligrams, QD, Vascepa, 1 gram, 2 capsules, BID, and rosuvastatin, 40 milligrams, POQD. His condition is stable, but is being treated secondary to being very elevated. Allegation number three, diabetes mellitus, type 2 with diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant states that in 2015, he was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 70 pounds. The claimant does have in-organ damage of retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, diabetic polyneuropathy, especially of his hands and feet where he feels like he has ant bites, and cardiovascular disease. He checks his blood glucose 2 to 3 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 114 to 350 milligrams slash DL. His lab glucose reading was 180 milligrams slash DL. The claimant's last hemoglobin A1C was 6.9%, but his wife states it's been as high as 12%. He is presently on Synjardy, 12.5 milligrams slash 1,000 milligrams BID, and semaglutide, 7 milligrams QD. His condition appears to be well controlled as per his hemoglobin A1C. Allegation number four, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2015 he was having symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, midbrain headaches with right eye pain, comma, and blurred vision. The claimant has had in-organ damage of a myocardial infarction and cerebral vascular accident in 2017, where he sustained a right cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis. He has also been told that he's in stage 2 chronic kidney disease and does have nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 132 over 94 mmHg. He is presently taking carvedilol, 3.125 milligrams BID, lisinopril, 20 milligrams BID, and spironolactone, 25 milligrams QD. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number five, obesity. The claimant states that he is no longer obese since he's been taking medication to help him lose weight, which is semaglutide, but he states he has not felt good with the medication. He has been obese for many years and started to lose weight in 2017 when he had his myocardial infarction. His BMI at this time is 25, which is normal. He has lost approximately 70 pounds, but at one time states that he weighed 300 pounds and now weighs 149 pounds. He has been on no medication for weight loss except for what he's taking right now, and he's had no surgery. His condition is resolved. However, he does not feel good at this time. Allegation number 6, depression/anxiety. The claimant states that since 2017, he has had severe anxiousness and depression secondary to his condition. The claimant suffers from sadness, crying spells, depression, panic attacks, insomnia, decreased appetite, apathy, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, anger, and nervousness. The wife states he's constantly plucking his eyebrows. The claimant was cooperative and pleasant and appeared to be showing appropriate help-seeking behavior. His mental status was normal. He was well-kept and wearing casual attire, but did appear to be somewhat anxious. He had decreased eye contact with me, but was alert. The claimant was oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. His mannerisms were normal. His speech rate, clarity, and tone, as well as his articulation, was normal. His thought process and his was normal, and he did not have any dissociated symptoms. The claimant at one time was hearing his mother's voice through a dog. His mother passed away, and it has affected him greatly, but he denies seeing any shadows. He also denies any suicidal attempts or ideation at this time. The claimant has passed out a couple of times secondary to his heart condition. He denies any substance abuse and is presently on acetylpran 10 milligrams QD. He is also taking bupropion XL 300 milligrams QD. And he states that the medications are helping him. The claimant has been frustrated because he's not able to work at this time and was dismissed from his workplace and was very sad about the condition, since he enjoyed the work that he did at that time. Allegation number 7, urinary incontinence. The claimant states that since 2018, he has had problems with urinary incontinence. He is presently not taking any medication for it at all. His physician is Dr. Vitko. He has also had problems with erectile dysfunction, but no medication has been given for that secondary to his heart problem. His condition appears to be stable at this time. The claimant does suffer from symptoms of swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. He also suffers from severe fatigue and tiredness. His limitations include being able to walk one half block slowly, stand for 15 minutes, climb 3 steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, and put his clothes on by himself. He can lift approximately 1 to 2 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices And his doctor is Dr. Maria Guajardo. He does take Tylenol 500 milligrams QD as needed for pain, and he does minimal, if no extra physical activity, secondary to severe tiredness and fatigue from his heart. Family history. His father is 83 and has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, prostate problems, and pancreatic insufficiency. The mother died at the age of 75 from renal failure, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, coronary artery disease, and heart failure. Medications, fenofibrate, 145 milligrams QD, omega-3, 1,000 milligrams BID, two capsules BID, bupropion XL, 300 milligrams QD, Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID, multiple vitamins, POQD, Plavix, 75 milligrams QD, Synjardy, 12.5 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams BID, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, carvedilol, 3.125 milligrams BID, escitalopram, 10 milligrams QD, lisinopril, 20 milligrams BID, rosuvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, semaglutide, 7 milligrams QD, spironolactone, 25 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, history of cerebrovascular accident of the right side of his brain with left mild hemiparesis, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, obesity, comma, depression / anxiety, comma, history of coronary artery disease with coronary artery bigraft surgery times 5, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, anterior and inferior myocardial infarctions, comma, unstable angina, comma, and history of ejection fraction of 41%. Major surgeries, cholecystectomy in 2018, coronary artery bigraft surgery times 5 in 2017, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states he used to drink 1 to 2 beers per week for 20 years. He quit in 2017. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 149 pounds, height 5 feet, 5 and a fourth inches tall, BP 132 over 94 mmHg, heart rate 77 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 25. General, this is a 47-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in acute distress secondary to weakness, fatigue, and respiratory difficulty. He appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his wife, H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal with signs of diabetic retinopathy and possibly a retinal bleed. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal, especially for the right side. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. And binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to cardiovascular? After the last sentence, there is a 26-centimeter midline surgical scar of his chest where a coronary artery bigraft surgery times 5 was performed, which appears to be intact. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3, but had poor eye contact with me. His speech was fluent but slow, and his mood was anxious and depressed for the time. The claimant appeared to be somewhat distressed, secondary to severe weakness. He had clear thought processes, and his memory was normal. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cranial nerves? The claimant complains of numbness of his right facial area, as well as numbness in his upper arm and lower extremity, but has full range of motion. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No mild joint swelling was noted of the left lower leg. There was no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. However, he became very dizzy and appeared to almost pass out. There is a normal range of motion, motor, but not sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, especially for the left upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting supine position was normal. Sensory exam was abnormal to light touch, especially for the right-sided face and the left upper and lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own, secondary to weakness. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with moderate difficulty, secondary to severe fatigue and dizziness. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to pinch opposed fingers and make a full closed fist. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact except for decrease in the trigeminal and facial nerve, which is 5 and 7, of the right facial area, and decreased sensory findings of the left upper and lower extremities. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was abnormal to light, touch, pinprick, and precision sense was mildly abnormal. There is mild evidence of muscle wasting, but no muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +4/+5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to heart failure and fatigue. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of a myocardial infarction of the inferior and anterior wall of his heart with a 41% ejection fraction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/+5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows some mild muscle wasting and moderate to severe fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, especially for the right eye, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitation, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to myocardial infarctions of the heart with stable angina and history of heart failure, secondary to a weak heart. Probable diagnosis is, number one, heart disease, secondary to a inferior and anterior myocardial infarction with coronary artery bigraft surgery x5, angina pectoris / stable, history of coronary artery disease, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation with an ejection fraction of 41%. Appears to be stable at this time. However, the claimant is very weak and fatigues very easily. His oxygen saturation was 97% at this visit. Allegation number two, hyperlipidemia, being treated with multiple medications, does not appear to be well controlled, but is being treated. Number three, diabetes mellitus, non-insulin dependent, with diabetic polyneuropathy. Being treated at this time, the claimant's hemoglobin A1C was 6.9% and appears to be doing very well. Number four, hypertension, being treated with multiple medications. Blood pressure at this visit was 132/94 mmHg, which is borderline high. The claimant does have a history of myocardial infarction and a mild cerebral vascular accident of the right side of his brain, but his condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number five, obesity, dash, has resolved. Claimant has a BMI of 24. He has lost a large amount of weight of approximately 150 pounds. And appears to be doing fairly well as far as weight control. Number six, depression / anxiety, being treated at this time. He is better from his condition, but he continues to have some mild depression and anxiety, which was confirmed on physical examination and the interview. Number seven, urinary incontinence, not being treated at this time, but appears to be fairly stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Hugo Alberto Ibarra.